a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
On Friday night or Friday evening, we had our primary school where the kids go to, Fines Park Primary School, had their Christmas fair.
Yes, that's like a massive deal, isn't
it? It's a big annual event for them. Yeah. It's a great fundraiser for the school. It's a great community event. They have all the rides. A heap of the kids make like little mini golf courses that you can do. People donate things. It's a fantastic event. Brilliant. Santa turns up. Everything like that.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz on arrival. Yeah. Part of the welcome pack.
Santa does rock up on a Harley.
Oh, sexy cool. Santa.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's a brilliant event every year. And so much time, so much effort goes into it from a parent volunteer committee.
Mm. So forced.
a bit of forced labour. No, they do a brilliant job.
Yeah.
And, of course, Friday night, as you can all recall, right about 4 p.m. was the event's going to kick off. It just opened up.
Oh, yeah.
And it bucketed rain.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I was emceeing the event, which is a terrific role because you get to just see everyone having a ball.
You don't have to do any of the hard labour.
Well, not participate in.
Yeah.
you're sort of sequestered away, standing up there. You've got a job to do
hands.
For the whole time.
No.
I know what you're doing with it, but I'm doing a different thing with it. Do you realise that we're going in a different direction, you and I?
But you're both taking shots at me.
Usually we're on the same page.
No,
you're both enjoying taking shots at me too, which I appreciate, but I've got to say how beautiful the community in which the school is and all the parents and friends and everything like that. It was still packed.
Yeah.
So many people turned up while it was raining. Just raining and raining and raining. People are standing in, there's a little bar in the middle of the oval, where people have donated drinks kindly so they can
alcoholic drinks. Together.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, I love it. I want to get to this.
Yeah.
And they're just standing in the rain.
It's like a distillery that sets up there and everything. Oh, it's amazing.
We're gonna be part of this, we're not moving. Great. And it was fun, everyone's laughing. Kids are still on the rides as it's raining some more.
Seems
it got
dangerous.
Got to the point.
Turned out fine.
As just like water's flowing down under the oval because it's just torrential rain. I thought, okay, so we're a really nice community, wonderful, caring, dedicated community, or are we just all a little bit crazy? we were all standing in the rain, drenched. Poor little Jetty, my youngest, 6-year-old, I hadn't seen them for a while. I figured they were off having fun. And then I saw this little kid like almost waddling through the crowd because he couldn't walk properly because his clothes were so wet.
Aww.
And he was chafing, I reckon, because of the tracky pants are wet.
Boss.
His hoodie was just dripping with water. I'm like, good on you for having a crack, mate. But we're nuts.
Well, you know why the community can do it.
Why?
Because, you know, they've got the outhouse before they go into their house. They can take off what their clothes
that's right.
This out. They've got their new clothes there. Dinner's cooked. It's 9 o'clock.
Rub down from
beautiful.
The help, you know,
like,
that
you
type of,
you
yeah.
know, you don't get sick. You don't worry about that stuff when you're in Fines Park.
High-powered fans to dry you off.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Got a couple of weddings at the start of next year, one of which happens to be my sister's wedding.
It's very exciting.
And so.
So sort of chronologically, who got engaged? It was you and Jimmy.
So it was Chris and Bridget.
Chris and Bridget, your brother Chris and Bridget.
They got engaged. Lockdown.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they got married last April.
That's right. And then you got engaged just after they did?
In October.
Yeah. So 6 months later, you got engaged. Yeah. And that was, 7 years ago now? And then Kim and Nath got engaged like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And they're getting married.
Yeah.
Where are you heading on this one, Tommy?
I'm just trying to motivate her. That's all. Just a little gentle nudge.
Could you imagine me? Like, it would be such a stress for everyone. Like, it's just.
Yeah but that's got to happen at some stage.
Yeah, that's right. But maybe I just want, I don't know. Maybe I just want to have the party and just, you know, Jimmy and I get, you know, we get married.
That's cool.
And then we're just like, hey, everyone, you're all here. Don't look at me.
That's idea.
Cool. Just organise the party.
Okay, yeah.
We just medicate you.
Yes, I know.
I think that's going to be.
I know, everyone says that. But I don't want to be too medicated that I'm just out of it. Like, no, because then we'll, staring at the wall.
Because then we'll just drape you on sort of a chaise lounge in your in your wedding dress.
We can a Bernie
and we'll
style.
And we'll come and stand next to you and have a photo. And then it'll be like,
cute.
Yeah, mems.
See, I'm much more excited for my funeral than my wedding. Is that a weird thing? Anyway, I love Jimmy James. I do love Jimmy James. But my sister's getting married. And so, you know, the hunt for the perfect dress begins. Mm. And when I had an amazing dress for my brother's wedding. And Lingy did look at it and said, were you forced to wear that? And I was like, no, it was very avant-garde, thank you.
You just didn't
it
understand the sleeves.
It was green.
He didn't understand
long,
the sleeves.
And it was huge sleeves. And, it was, and I got so many compliments.
I'm just saying the sleeves and the Great Wall of China are the two things that could be seen from
okay.
the moon.
Well,
all right.
They were quite
what?
Poofy and that confuses you.
Okay, fashion darling, whatever. Whatever. I know it doesn't look like I can pull it off, but sometimes pull it off. So I sent my sister a message last night and I said, oh, my God, I found the dress for your wedding.
For you to wear, not for her.
For me okay. to wear.
Yeah,
for
right.
Me to wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask, you... as a bridesmaid or just
no,
as
no,
a guest?
No, 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 I'm a guest. I'm doing okay. a speech. I'm doing a speech. And so I've sent you both the photo of
How
the
many?
Dress.
Can we look at it?
Okay, go on.
What do you mean?
Nah, it's all right. I won't.
No, they're not having speech. They're not. I'm doing a speech.
Like. Are you doing one of those readings? It's just like, oh, we've got to give her some job.
No. God says love is patient. No, is, no one cares. Right?
This is beautiful, but Cameron's going to hate it.
Okay, okay. What thoughts on the dress? And, you know, Tom, you're good at explaining. Why don't you explain it?
Okay. So if you can imagine Grimace.
Yes. Yes.
But if Grimace had poofy shoulders. Or I think in, like, prep, I went to school with this girl and she wore this same art smock. Because I think that's what it is.
I was thinking, I don't know, this could be going, this could be too deep a dive.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Boogie Nights?
No, I haven't.
So Don Cheadle's character wears a certain costume and it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a white and purple and gold version of that.
Okay.
But
all right.
It's something straight out of 70s porn set.
Okay. I don't get 70s.
Okay. Well, look, I did
grape hubba bubba.
I sent it to my sister, and you know the brand is quite, you know, it's quite expensive. It's quite an expensive dress. I sent it to my sister, and my sister sent three laughing emojis. And she said, "Jesus, it looks like a Christmas tree angel."
Oh, it does. Yeah, that's the shape. You're right. That's the shape.
What did I say? I said, "Ha ha ha! This is how I know you're my sister, and I love you. That was a test." No, that dress is horrid and I will not be wearing that. But it's so funny because I thought I'm going to see what people, my real friends and my real family will tell me the truth because I do choose to wear a lot of ugly things from time to time, but it's how you wear it. It's the confidence, right?
Oh, good. So you're not wearing
so
that
I'm
dress.
Not wearing that and so you have all passed the test.
We passed?
Thank
Excellent.
You. You've passed the test.
Do you know what? For me, I knew you would never because if you see sort of the upper front quadrant,
yeah.
There's nothing going on there. And if you were to put that dress on.
Be careful.
It's your best quadrant.
Be very careful. That shows too much skin for me. I don't like that. You can see a little bit of.
The cleavage bit
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it'd be a different vibe if you were wearing that
dress.
But
thank you for being so supportive. Grimace, Hubba Bubba, what else?
Boogie Nights.
Great job.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last week, I was impaired. I was hindered.
Yes.
I was limited.
Mm. Hey. You can't keep describing Loggy like that.
Yeah. Offensive.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
So somehow I had blocked one of my ears and it was my headphone
ear.
I have usually have my headphones one ear on, one ear off. That's how I like to operate. And the one ear that is usually on the headphone on was blocked completely. And so I went to the doctors and they said, use this wax old gear, which you've apparently used before, Lock.
Yeah.
And I had never done it. So that was like Monday. And then on Wednesday, I went back to the doctor and said on the bottle, use it for 2 days. He went and he was like, no, man, it's super blocked. He's like, you need to keep going for another 2 days. So anyway, got to Friday, booked in and went and he had another look. He's like, all right, we're ready to do this. And I was excited. Because I'd gone a week without being able to sort of hear and everything was muffled. And
you've never had a syringed ear before.
No. Mm. No. So into the nurse's office and she gives me the little kidney dish and like a little sort of pad for my shoulder to protect my top or whatever. And I'm holding this kidney dish there and she proceeds to use, which almost like a hose nozzle sort of thing. I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's like when you're on a bus and there's those break window in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Like little hammer things.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Or
if you want to pump up like a basketball or something.
But not as pointy as that.
Yeah,
it's like
not
a
as
wider
pointy.
Thing. Anyway, so jams it in my ear hole and starts pumping water in there and it goes in. It's like.
It's like warm water to soften it.
Yeah, and it's like shoots in there. And it's not doing much. I'm like, oh, God, this is. I'm going to have to go away, keep using the wax. I'll come back on Monday or something like that. This is awful. And then slowly it starts coming out. And so she's. And the way you described it to me, Log, was like, there's a big relief or a big.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. And I was like, oh, my God, well, this is not working. Yeah. But she takes the tray away and she goes, oh, have a look. And you can see a little bit of gross stuff floating around in there. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. All right. So she just keeps. She goes, and I reckon she probably got four trays in before she started properly seeing stuff coming out.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
And then another tray and another tray and another tray and she starts going, oh, my God, how did you feel with this much wax in your ear? She had not seen.
Of course.
Of course.
It's always the worst, isn't it? Yeah. The doctors have never seen a back like mine. The doctors have never seen an ear like mine.
I don't say that.
Yes.
People have never seen biceps like those.
Biceps like mine. My knee strength is, I can jump as good as that. My 20/20 vision, my eyes, mate. Okay.
It took 11 kidney bowls to get a clear one without any wax coming out.
Yeah.
And she was amazed and astounded.
It always happens to you. I don't know how it happens.
I had to pay $15 for her to do it, and I offered $30 because I was you have done your job today. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Talk about leeches. Talking about the actual creatures, leeches. Mm. I don't even know. They're not insects, are they? What are they, worms? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know what you'd
call
them.
They're a worry is what they are.
Yeah.
They are. And they wouldn't be good if you accidentally got one on you. I have no concept of why you would want to choose to put a leech on you.
But they do. People do.
They're used in the wellness area. Also, you were just saying off air, they're used in medicine sometimes.
Well said, yeah. So that makes a little bit more sense when they're doing sort of microsurgery, like reattaching a finger or something like that, and there's excess blood around a thing. They use a leech to suck that out. Okay,
surely
I get that. That's controlled.
Surely there's a medical device that can do that that's hygienic.
Squeeze it out.
Like syringe it out. I don't know.
There we go. It's done.
But none of us have ever been bitten by a leech, and we want to know what it's like. So 52232955. Mel's in Norlane. Morning, Mel.
Morning.
Has that happened to you, mate?
I was probably 9, 10, 11 years old, and I was in just off near Mount Buller, central Victoria, and we'd gone out camping, and I happened to be the one. We talked about it and talked about it, getting leeches, and I got one on my leg, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like anything, though. Like, I didn't know. It wasn't until I saw it that I knew it was there. And then...
Had it already had a feed?
A little, no. It hadn't been on long enough to be really swollen up, and I panicked because I was like, oh, this is what we've been told about. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And they're like, don't touch it. Yeah. Don't touch it. Don't pull it off. And I was like, okay. And then my stepdad got a stick out of the fire with an ember on the end and he's like touched it and it's like pulled away. And I was more scared that he was going to burn my leg.
Yeah.
Than anything. It had blood come out of it. It didn't hurt at all. It was more the build up of the fear.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because they that's just reading about it, they don't hurt because while they're taking a bite, they're actually pumping an anesthetic into you.
That's nice,
sneaky.
Isn't it?
No, that's sneaky.
Yeah, yeah, so they're just hanging there without you knowing, Mel.
I love a bit of anesthetic, I'll tell you right now.
God, Jesus Christ, any excuse. Okay, so that's probably why people can use it in the wellness sort of area because it doesn't hurt. It's just like, bronk, pop it on. Okay, well, I'm glad you made it through that. And it sounds like it barely scarred you emotionally.
Yeah.
It was more the fear, like, it was the ember, like, oh my gosh, she's going to burn my leg.
Yeah. No, you're not carrying that with you today at all.
Who else we got, Tommy?
I've got Heather from Newtown. Morning, Heather.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Now, your husband, I believe, has been bitten by a leech.
Yeah, we were down in Apollo Bay maybe a couple of years ago and we just walked through some long grass, saw nothing of it, got back to where we were staying, looked down and it was through his jeans. So it was on the outside of his jeans, attached to his leg.
No!
So we panicked and flicked it off and then he was bleeding for a while, but he never felt it. Didn't know it was there until we saw it.
Through the jeans is next level.
Don't touch my jeans.
That's hectic. Heather, we've literally just locked in a getaway to Apollo Bay over Christmas. So if you could just let me know in some way, shape or form exactly where you were so I don't go there, that would be...
That would if you go up there, walk on the lookout, don't go through the long grass.
Oh, God. Okay, no, gotcha.
Stick to the path, Tommy.
Gotcha. So, see, this is why I don't go camping, why I don't go bush, why... Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot involved, isn't there?
Yeah. All right. Joanne in Lara. Morning, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Have you been bitten by a leech?
Yes, we went on a family holiday to relatives who lived in Queensland and they took us to, like, it looked like a bush park forest thing.
Yeah.
And we were walking through and it started to rain. Well, leeches were dropping out of the trees.
No. What?
The attack of the leeches.
By the time we got back to our car, everyone had leeches on. They were dropping off. And my auntie, we were all wet from the drizzle of rain as well. And my auntie said, I don't know whether I'm wet from the rain, but I think I peed myself.
It's a home remedy to get rid of the leeches.
That sounds like hell. That sounds like actual hell. Paul in Clifton Springs, anything like that ever happened to you, buddy?
Oh, no, not as exciting as that, guys, but I was working away in the north coast of Papua New Guinea.
And
I was doing night shift and a bit of a remote drill site that we were on and, had to walk out there in about sort of ankle to knee high sort of mud and slop and things, not even thinking about it, being a kid from Geelong.
Mm.
And, got back to my donga, my accommodation that night, peeled my socks off and everything. I had about 8 or 9 of them from about midway through my legs, down to my feet, and they would have been about 1.5 inches long and about 1.5 centimetres fat. They were having a field day.
No!
Didn't even know they were there.
How did you get rid of them?
Oh, just went and seen the medic, and the local guy sorted me out there. That was fine. I think whether they were using salt or a vinegar or something like that, but it didn't feel a thing. They're sneaky little suckers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like you're too chill, Paul. Like, you're the kind of guy who'd be like, you know what? Let him have a feast. I'll sort it out in the morning.
Give him another 10.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We have to go back to the leeches one more time.
Okay, we were chatting about Todd Sampson, leeches therapy for his wellness docu-series that was happening last weekend, and we all discovered all of us are scared of leeches, but we have not ever been bitten by a leech.
But we did have a number of callers who had, and they sounded pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Tommy,
Joanne from Lara having them drop from trees and stuff.
No.
And Ellie from Ocean Grove has called during the news and I said, look, honestly, we've run out of time, but we need to talk to you. So, Ellie, thanks for holding on there, mate. You've had a couple of experiences in one with leeches, I believe.
I did. So it was a school camp in Glenelg, like on the border of SA.
Mm.
Basically, it was a hiking camp. So the first incident a leech got on my leg and I felt something and then obviously seen this huge thing on my leg and screamed and one of the other kids hit it off. But in the process, like its fangs or whatever it has, they stayed in my leg.
What?
And then and then it kind of like blew up a bit and then eventually like it ended up popping and it was like all this like thinned blood from whatever they pump in you just going everywhere and I was like on the verge of throwing up. It was just horrific.
Oh my god.
But then the second leech was even worse. What? We were walking and it was raining and we were going past these bushes and I felt something in my eye.
Oh
and
no!
And I just started to freak out and then someone pulled my bottom eyelid down to look in and there was this little leech like on my eyeball.
On your eyeball?
No! No!
I like nearly blacked out. I was just horrified but lucky it hadn't actually like bitten me, so they were able to like flush it out of my eye. But I think like I was just shaking for the rest of the hike, like just traumatized.
This is the worst school camp ever.
Yes, yes.
It was. It put me off camp forever.
Oh,
never going to another camp again.
I hated school camp, but I never had anything like that. You obviously changed schools and moved cities after that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.